this morning, as I was preparing with prayer for this weekend, I thought about and prayed about what would be best, of course, for us to hear from God's word. And I thought of women. I thought of women because boy, those manifestations got to me. I thought of women because of the amount of prayer that they render to God on so many occasions. I tell you, women who believe God's word are just the most beautiful things. Because of that, partially, their prayer life is just something. And I've had a couple women in mind to share this morning who I felt, because I know them both and I know a little bit about their prayer life, that they pray a lot. And the first person to share God's word is one of my very closest friends in the whole world. She has been there with me and for me in the most dire of straits, and been a blessing. She's always been like an ointment to my life, and a large part of that is because of her prayer life and just who she is, and she's hating every second of this, which also makes it fun for me. But she's just a dear friend, and beyond that, she is one of the greatest believers I know, and that's the truth. So I'd like you to stand and welcome Liz Gilmore.
That was super nice. Jerry. No, I'm really thankful for Jerry and how he walks with God. I would never do this. He said I had to do it. He didn't ask. He said. But he walks with God and he sees the Christ in people. So thanks, Jerry. We're going to go to John 4. I wanted to share on how to start your day. Very practical. How to start your day with God. In John 4, verse 23, says, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. From the beginning of time, God wanted worship from his people to the one true God. All through the Old Testament, it talks about, you know, not worshiping other gods, to worship God, the one true God. And even Jesus said in Matthew 4:10, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. What God seeks is you, your life, your love, your thankful heart to him, and he seeks to share his heart with you. This is what he wants. This is what he seeks. This is what he desires. You know, and you think about all the things that you've prayed for in your life, the things that you've wanted, the things you've desired, that you've really desired, and you prayed to God and he gave it to you. Think of all those things and how happy that made you and glad, and you just knew God loves you. Well, this is what God wants. He wants your life. He wants to be worshiped. He wants to be thanked. So we're going to go to a couple places to show that. But first, well, another thing that he wants, besides your worship, your love, your life, is he wants to be first. So we're going to go to Matthew chapter 6. In Matthew 6, verse 33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So seek ye first, okay? Now, I'm not a great Greek person, but first here, if you want to write this down, means not second. Not second, not third. First means to seek him first, right? And if, okay, go to 25, verse 25 right over here. It says, "Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, nor for your body, what ye shall put on." Don't take thought for your life. You know why? Because God supplies that stuff. He takes care of you. He loves you. So your first time in the morning, your first moments are with God and you, and not your checklist of things to do for the day, not all these things of the world that are on your mind that they're on your mind, you just have to take care of these things. It's you and God, your time, and God's time together. It's pretty cool. If you go to Isaiah, and Isaiah 26, and verse 3. "Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind or whose thoughts are stayed on thee." See, you have these thoughts that you stay them on God. And you don't let those things of the world creep in on God's time and your time. It's your fellowship together, your time, your fellowship with God, you and him. And you just enjoy that moment together, not with all the things on your mind and, you know, how your mind goes off when you're speaking in tongues and you're praying and it goes off onto other things. Bring that mind back and those thoughts back. Keep them on God. And he'll bless you. He'll talk to you. It's a two-way street. Not one way. You're talking to God, he talks to you. He tells you things, how much he loves you. Oh, verse 9, 26:9. "With my soul have I desired thee in the night, yea, with my spirit within me while I seek thee early." Maybe you might have to get up just a little bit earlier so you can have that time with God. It's him and you. Jesus did. He got up pretty early. You know, we could follow his example, right? But he had that fellowship with God. He had that time, him and God. He always did the Father's will. And he had to get up a little early and have his time together with him, which we can do that. Go to Psalm 5. Psalm 5 and verse 3. "My voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee," unto God. You direct your prayer unto God and look, and it says, "and will look up." Keep your thoughts on things above, not on things of the world, not on the things that come into your mind. Keep your thoughts on things above, on the things that God has done, and look up, direct your prayer to him. Verse 7. But as for me, I will come into thy house. Well, okay, where's God's house? He moved. He's in us, right? After Pentecost. You don't have to go far. He moved, and he moved closer to you. So God says that, you know, I will come into thy house, and, you know, you don't have to go far. In the multitude of thy mercy and in thy field will I worship toward thy holy temple. Psalm 13, please. Go to Psalm 13. I'm sorry, Psalm 113. These are just some great psalms of, you know, you and God in the morning time when you rise up. How important it is to God for that time with you. Psalm 113, verse 3. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all the nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God who dwelleth on high? Well, who is like God? Or what is like God? Who would take the place, or what would take the place that would be more worthy than God with you and him in the morning? If you think about it, something creeps in and there's just something you have to do, some household chore, whatever. You know, you think of that thing, is this more worthy than my time with God? You know, think that. Is it more worthy than my time? There's nothing more worthy. You know, the Lord is high above the nations, his glory, but who is like to our God? No one is, or nothing is. Psalm 107, we'll go. Just over a couple pages. Psalm 107, and verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. He satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Well, didn't he do that for us? Didn't he satisfy you and fill you with goodness? Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. That's God's heart. Just praise the Lord for his goodness. Look at verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Well, he sent you his word, like each one of you, because you're here. Somehow you got his word. He sent you his word. He made you whole, and he delivered all of us from destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. That you just praise him for that, delivering you, giving you wholeness, giving you that completeness, and giving you his word. In Psalm 92, this is for Diane, this psalm. Psalm 92, verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. Made us glad through thy work. He put Christ in you. You know, he put Christ in you. We are his workmanship. And thou hast made me glad through thy work, right? Think of what he has done. Think of the work he has done in your own life. And it did. It made you glad, right? I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. I like that verse. His thoughts are very deep. And like I said, it's a two-way street. It's not you're just praying, or you're just having your time with God. He's having his time with you, and he will tell you very deep things, you know, when you go to him, when you give him that time without anything else getting in the way there. Psalm 138. Psalm 138, verse 1. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Put your whole heart into it, your time with God. Put your whole heart into it. Love him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Don't let it be divided. Love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Like in Psalm 103, where David was saying, bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. You know, just everything that's within you. Praise the with the whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. God gave us his word, and he gave us his love. I mean, what else do we want? He gave us his love, his word. He gave us all that we need for our life. Psalm 63. There are so many psalms about thanking God and praising him for what he's given to us, what he's given to your life. Psalm 63:1. O God, thou art my God. It's personal. He's your God, personally. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth, that's the word, thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. You can bless God. He blesses you all the time. You can bless God while you live. If you're alive, bless him. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. You know that you cannot be negative when you're joyful? You can't. And you're in that time with God, your time, and you're thankful and you're joyful. And you're not negative, because you can't have both. When I remember thee, in verse 6, when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate thee in the night watches. You know, when you start out with God in the morning, you're going to end with him when you go to bed. He'll always be on your mind. You start out with him, you'll end up with him. It's a great time. You'll always be thinking about him, and you'll be happy, and he'll be happy. 62. Psalm 62, right next door. In verse 8, trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. To pour out your heart before him, you're going to have to pray with your understanding, right? You can do that. Talk to him. Talk to him like you would talk to him, like you would a friend or your spouse. You know, let him be your best friend. Talk to him things that are on your heart, just whatever maybe be bugging you or whatever makes you happy or whatever you want to talk about for the day. Tell him about it because he wants to hear it. He's your father. He wants that fellowship. He wants to hear from you. He wants to talk with you. In Psalm 66, you know, you could pray with your understanding. in verse 3, this is cool. Say unto God, how terrible, or how awesome, that word is awesome. How awesome art thou in thy works. You know, say to God, God, how awesome you are. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves to thee. And verse 5, come and see the works of God. Well, how would you do that? How would you see the works of God? Through going to his word? You know, you go to his word and you see his works. So don't, you know, how, that's how he communicates with his word, with prayer. You're going to have to go to his word to see the awesome works he does. He is terrible in the doing toward the children of men. You know, you might be tempted first thing in the morning to, you know, flip that little Facebook page thing on. So easily to do that and to see, what are the believers doing? You know, what are they up to? But you know what? God, he does he have a Facebook? I don't know. He go to his word. You know, see what's on his page. Huh, that's cool. go to God. See what he's got on his heart, what he's got to say, what he has to show you for the day before you go to the Weather Channel. You can look out the window. But, you know, go to God first by his word. Okay. You know, it says in Psalm 33:11, the counsel of the Lord stands forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. His heart is in his word. That's what he wants to make known to you, his heart. That's where you go in his word to find his heart, and through prayer too. Oh, I didn't go. Okay, go to 8. Verse 8 of 66. Psalm 66, verse 8. It says, oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. You know, pray out loud if you can. You know, if you have the opportunity, if you're there, pray out loud to him so that you can hear yourself, what you're saying, and it keeps you focused on with God on what you want, what you're doing, what you want to tell him. Okay? Psalm 145. In Psalm 145, in verse 2, it says, every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Does he bless you every day? Is there a day that he misses not blessing you? You could bless him every day. He blesses you every day. He's faithful. Be faithful. Bless him every day. And verse 3, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. He's made a way since the day of Pentecost that he could be greatly praised. And if you go back to John chapter 4, in John chapter 4 and verse 23 again, it says, but the hour cometh and now is. God's hour has come. Our hour has come. It's come since the day of Pentecost that the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, and the Father seeketh such to worship him. Verse 24, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. This is what he's made available. Now, since the day of Pentecost. Those that worship him must worship in spirit and truth. I just want to read just a paragraph from here. The New Dynamic Church, what is true worship? It says, how are we going to worship God by the Spirit if we are not born again of God's Spirit? It is impossible. If we are born again of God's Spirit, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, we can worship the true God by Spirit. And to worship by the Spirit, we must operate a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. The manifestation of the Spirit which produces true worship is speaking in tongues. When we worship God by way of speaking in tongues, it is speaking unto God. 1 Corinthians 14:2. I'm just going to read these verses, but you can write them down. Speaking in tongues is speaking the wonderful works of God, Acts 2:11. Speaking in tongues is magnifying God, Acts 10:46. Speaking in tongues is praying perfectly, Romans 8:26. Speaking in tongues is giving thanks well, 1 Corinthians 14:17. All the things that we read, you know, in the Old Testament, how it magnifies God and gives thanks well. Well, God made a way that we could do that perfectly. And sometimes, you know, you just don't even have enough words on how thankful you are and that he did this for us, that he can give us speaking in tongues, that we can do what he seeks. It's kind of, you know, really awesome he did that for us. Philippians 3. In verse 3, says, for we are the circumcision which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. When you're speaking in tongues and when you're worshiping God and when you're thanking God, rejoice in Christ Jesus because he made it available for us. That he did that so we can have this access and have this fellowship with God and have God as our Father, be able to talk to him and that God can talk to us back. Christ Jesus, rejoice in that because he's the one that made that available. So, to finish up here, to start your day by seeking God first by worshiping God in spirit and in truth, speak in tongues. Give thanks well, magnify God, speak in the wonderful works of God. And you know, and you could do this, I know it's like all in New Jersey, so busy, but you could do this just getting ready in the morning, whatever you do, taking a shower, brushing your teeth, shaving, speak in tongues. Remember, stay your mind. Have that fellowship with God, that perfect speaking in tongues with God, that communication. You know, have that time with him first thing. And remember, stay your mind on him. Next, pour your heart out to him. Talk to him out loud if you can. Just what's going on with your day, what's going on with your life. He's your Father. He wants to know. He wants to communicate like any one of you would want to talk to your best friend, right? God wants that too. You know, Jesus Christ never spoke in tongues. He prayed with his understanding. And if you read John 17 on how he prayed, how his heart was with God. He was thankful. He was asking for stuff. He was asking for things for us. You know, he just prayed with his understanding. That's important. Then next, go to his word and see his great works, which that will keep you thankful and worshiping God, you know, through the rest of the day. Just read for enjoyment. And again, you know, it is. Sometimes it's just so rushed when you have to get up and go to work or do whatever you got to do or take the kids to school. But, you know, I used to read, my kids had to eat breakfast. They'd sit there, I'd read the word to them, just eating breakfast. This way I got the word, they got the word. Right, Tim and Aaron? You can thank me for that. But for a year, all through the high school years. So you can get the word in the morning. You have your phones. You have like Bible apps that can be on that. Plug into God in the morning on the way to classes and school and work. get the word any way you can. There's a lot of different ways to do that. You know, to get God's heart. You just want his heart. What's he got to say for you today? Psalm 16, yep. No, that's the last one, Psalm 16. In verse 2, it says, O my soul, I'll wait till you get there. Psalm 16:2. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee. That could read, thou art my Lord. I have no goodness beyond thee. God, you're the best thing I got. You're the best thing I got, God. In verse 11, thou wilt show me the path of life. And that's through his word and through prayer. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So there's no better way to start your day than let God be first. That's where the joyness of full would be for you. And after your time with God, and you have that time with him, together, then you have the rest of the whole day to pray without ceasing for everything else. So that's it. Thank you for that.
Wasn't that great?
Yes.
That's her life. It's not teaching technique. It's heart. And if you're a good teacher, it's got to come from there. If you're a plastic teacher, you'll get everything perfect. And that's that. Wow. It's great, Liz. I make a habit of not getting out of bed until I pray for most everything I need to. So I'm usually up around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And right about then, it's about time for a nap. And I always make sure when I take a nap, I pray. Then I get up, eat, and go be with believers and come home and go to bed and pray. I'm up about 2 hours a day. That was great, Liz. Thank you so much.